It's time for Rhema for Today.
But you know, I shock people sometimes when I tell them, now I've been a Christian 51 years. People who are talking about valley, I don't know what they're talking about. I've never been in a valley yet. I'm not planning on getting in the valley. Well, yeah, but haven't you had some tests and trials? Oh, certainly, 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 certainly. Well, that's what we mean by being in the valley. Well, it didn't get me down while I had them. I rose above them. Amen. I just soared above the troubles and the trials.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. Today you'll hear more from Kenneth E. Hagin on his teaching, What Jesus Taught About Prayer, next on Rhema for Today Radio. Also, later in today's program, I'll tell you about this month's special radio offer. Right now, let's join Kenneth E. Hagin for today's message.
But we must walk by faith, praise God, not by sight. And so go by what the Bible says, not by what you feel or see. Now, sometimes people pray, or sometimes folks will agree on the scriptures, get two to agree. I say, well, is it done? I know, I've prayed with people. We've agreed, supposedly. And I ask them, is it done? Well, I just feel like the Lord heard us. Well, I didn't stop preaching a sermon, but as we say, you know, in the natural vernacular, my feathers fell. I knew it wasn't done. Now, why? Because they based everything on feeling. Jesus said, again, I say to you that if two of you, I thought it was two of that, but I'm not. I'm going to have to go some more on it. If two of you shall agree, amen, on earth, as touching anything they ask, if they feel like it, it'll be done. No, he never said that, did he? See? I just feel like the Lord hurt me. Now, those same people, when their feelings change, and they feel like he didn't hear them, they're going to believe that because their faith's in their feelings, not in the Word. Amen? We walk by faith and not by sight. 2 Corinthians 5:7 said. That's supposed to be in all aspects of our life. And that's why people many times are on a spiritual roller coaster. Up and down. Up and down. And you'll hear them talking about one time you see them and they're in the valley. The next time you see them and they're on the mountaintop. The next time you see them, they're about halfway between the valley and the mountaintop. The next time you see them, they don't know where they are. Where they've been or where they're going. They just hope they make it some happy day. Maybe. And you feel so sorry for them. Amen. But you know, I shock people sometimes when I tell them, now I've been a Christian 51 years. People who are talking about valley, I don't know what they're talking about. I've never been in the valley yet. I'm not planning on getting in the valley. Well, yeah, but haven't you had some tests and trials? Oh, certainly, 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 certainly. Well, that's what we mean by being in the valley. Well, it didn't get me down while I had them. I rose above them. Amen. I just soared above the troubles and the trials. I was just up and happy in the midst of the trials. In fact, I do more shouting when things are rough than I do when they're good. Anybody can shout, you know, when the walls have fallen down flat, but they had to shout, Israel had to shout, you know, before the walls of Jericho fell. Anybody can shout after the walls are down, but it takes faith to shout while the walls are still up. Amen? I tell the story sometime, and I think it'll fit in here real good. Seems like the Holy Ghost is leading me that direction. I was holding a meeting in 1949, the church that I'd pastored, and I'd left that church in 1944. So in this meeting, one of the ladies, the older ladies of the church, said, Brother Hagin, you remember my daughter, Aline? I said, yeah, I remember her. I was pastor there altogether about 4 years. She came one time to church, and I met her. And she said, well, I just got word. She lives in San Antonio, Texas, and I just got word that she had a tumor and they were going to operate on her. So they put her into the hospital to operate on her for this tumor, and they found out that she had sugar diabetes. Her sugar was, you know, they couldn't operate on her. They got to get this, you know, the sugar count down. Well, in the process of time, she lapsed into a coma. And so the doctors had said she'll never come out of the coma. There's no hope. And so they'd called her mother. And so she said, I'm going down there. Would you lay hands on this handkerchief? We were standing out in the churchyard before the service began. Would you lay hands on this handkerchief? So I laid hands on the handkerchief and prayed. Now, her daughter had known the Lord. She'd never been filled with the Spirit, but some years before she had been, went to the altar and had been born again. So she went to San Antonio, laid that handkerchief. Now, her daughter, who was 39 years old, was, under an oxygen tent. She just picked up the tent, laid that handkerchief on her chest. The minute that handkerchief touched her, she regained consciousness, started praying, and instantly the Lord restored her to favor with Himself. Filled her with the Holy Ghost, because she started talking in tongues. She never had the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Started talking in tongues. Pulled the oxygen tent off of her. Began to pull the tubes and all out of her. And say, I'm healed in the name of Jesus. Well, the nurses rushed in there. And they tried to quieten her down. They got the doctor and he came in. And they even gave her a shot. Tried to put her to sleep. Never had any effect on her. She just kept shouting, talking in tongues. Just kept shouting, talking in tongues. They kept her there for 2 or 3 days afterwards and couldn't find a trace of anything. The tumor disappeared. The sugar was normal. Everything about her was normal. After the third day, they said, but we don't understand it. This is absolutely miraculous. She tried to pay the doctor. She told me herself personally later, 3 doctors, and they said, oh, no, you don't know us a thing. We've seen a miracle. Amen. But now then, in the process of time, she and her sister shows up at our front door one day. A couple of years later. And she has another tumor. Doctor said there's no relation between the two. Another tumor in a different part of her body. Well, I just simply said, the Lord healed you the first time. He'll heal you again. Praise God. Well, she said, Brother Hagin, she began to cry. She said, I really didn't come for that. She said, actually, you know, I made such a mess of my life. I've been married 4 times, and at the present time, well, she wasn't married. And I made just such a mess of my life. If I could just get back to where I was with God, I'd just soon go ahead and die and go on to heaven. Well, I assumed then by what she said that, you know, she's backslid. She's out of fellowship with God. And so then I began to work from that standpoint. Well, thank the Lord. I mean, you know, prodigal son came back home. The Lord took him back. Amen. If we confess our sins, give her all those scriptures, get her back into fellowship. I said, let's just get down here and pray. My wife, and she and her sister. So in our living room, you know, I got down on my knees. I was sitting on the couch right by her side. And my wife on the other side. And so I got down, we got all 4 of us got on our knees, and I said, now you don't have to tell me whatever it is, however, whatever you've done, you know. She acts so bad about it that I just think, man, there's no telling what she's done. Man, it has to be awful. It has to be a terrible sin. The way she looks, the way she acts, it just has to be something awful. And I said, you don't have to confess to me, but just we'll just pray, and you just tell the Lord. And I never will forget as long as day I live. Because you see, I was holding a meeting close to home and staying at home because I didn't get to be home much, and traveling. I'd get in late at night, you know. Late. We wouldn't get to bed till 1, 2, even 3 o'clock. I think one night we got to bed at 4 o'clock in the morning. Well, you don't get up early the next morning then. You know. And they'd come at 8 o'clock and we were still sound asleep. I think that was the morning we didn't get to bed till 4, my wife and I. And somebody wake you up at 8, you know, you come up right out of a deep sleep, you know. And so I remember kneeling right there by her. She looked at me and said, well, now, Brother Hagin, far as I know, I've just searched. I haven't done anything wrong. Well, I don't know whether it's my righteous indignation or whether I was just mad because she woke me up. I know I spoke real short. I just got up, you know, I said, well, just get up off your knees and sit down there. I know, I really did. I spoke pretty short. You can't be grouching, you haven't got enough sleep, you know. Don't care who you are. Said, don't care who you are. You're never that way, of course. I said, what in the world makes you think you're backslider? You got to get back to God. You're talking about getting back to God. You haven't done a thing in the world you know of is wrong. Well, she said, I don't feel like I used to. I said, oh, dear God. I've been talking to you this morning. You got me out of a sound sleep. We got to bed at 4 o'clock. And I'll tell you, be honest with you, I don't feel a thing. I mean, if I was going by my feelings, I'd think I was backslid. Amen. I said, if I was going by my feelings, I'd have you praying for me. I said, in fact, many times when I go to the pulpit, I don't feel a thing. Now, we all want to get that, you know, get that anointing first. And sometimes we do and sometimes we don't. A lot of times I've gone to the pulpit. Man, if I'd been going by feeling, I'd have said, well, I'm no shape to pray. I'm out of fellowship with God. Everybody pray for me. I'd have them all praying. But no, I go on by faith and the anointing comes. And before you know it, praise God, you're just feeling juicy. Hallelujah. Amen. You understand what I'm saying? Now, I remember that dear lady. She looked at me in amazement. She said, you mean preachers are that way too? Yeah, preachers are just like you. They're just as human as you are. Just because they've got the call of God on them doesn't make them a super Christian. In fact, they may not even be as mature a Christian as you are a lot of times.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. You can find more great materials by Kenneth E. Hagin, Kenneth W. Hagin, and the rest of the Hagin family by visiting our online bookstore. I want to tell you about this month's radio offer. We're offering Kenneth Hagin's book, God's Greater Glory, Bring Revival to This Generation. Next is Lynette Hagin's 3-CD series entitled, If I Can, You Can. Last but not least is Denise Hagin Burns' CD, Deep Roots in God. All these items are for the special price of only $35. To order, call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. That's 1-888-324-8499. You can also order online at rhema.org. That's rhema.org, rhema.org. Or you can write to Kenneth Hagin Ministries. Our address is P.O. Box 50126, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74150. We always love to hear from our listeners, so write in or email us today and become a part of Rhema for Today. Right now, let's join Denise Hagin Burns and Lynette Hagin.
Living Faith Conferences, August 16th through the 18th. We're going to be in Stanton, Virginia at Victory Worship Center. Pastors Ray and Liz Eppard. And then where are we going from there?
Newcastle, Delaware, August 19th through the 21st, yes. At Seeds of Greatness Church, Pastors Jerome and Lisa Lewis. They're awesome people, friends of mine.
Yes.
So if you're in the area, join us.
Yes. And then guess what, Denise? We get to go back to Texas.
All right, back
to
Texas.
I was born we were all born in Texas, because I would not leave Texas until you were born in
Texas.
That's
right. I know. I'm a Texan.
So we're having a Living Faith Conference in Conroe, Texas. That's August the 30th through September the 1st at Change Point Church, Pastors Alan England. So if you're in that area, I would encourage you to come.
Tomorrow, more from Kenneth E. Hagin with his teaching, What Jesus Taught About Prayer. Thanks for listening to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.